This is Akashwani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the aviation sector has played an important role in making India the fastest growing economy in the world. Through this sector, the government is working to connect people, culture and prosperity. Addressing the Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said that an increasing middle class leading to higher demand are driving forces behind the progress of the sector. He added that India's aviation sector is undergoing a remarkable transformation, enhancing ease of travel for citizens and boosting connectivity. The Prime Minister proclaimed the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. Mr. Modi said that the Delhi Declaration will advance the resolve for regional connectivity, innovation and sustainable growth in aviation. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that about 75% of the disengagement issues at the line of actual control with China have been resolved. Speaking at the Global Center for Security Policy in Geneva yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that the Galwan Valley clash of June 2020 had a profound impact on India-China relations. He further pointed out that violence at the border cannot be isolated from the broader relationship between the two countries. Dr. Jaishankar was in Geneva on the final leg of his three-nation tour, which also took him to Saudi Arabia and Germany. All eligible senior citizens covered under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana PMJ will be issued a new distinct card under the scheme. Official sources informed that anyone aged 70 or above as per their Aadhaar card will be eligible to apply for the scheme. The scheme is expected to be operational within a week. It is an application-based scheme and people need to register on the portal. The portal will offer face authentication and will have a designated link for senior citizens above 70 years of age. Sources also mentioned that those with private insurance and employees State Insurance Corporation ESIC beneficiaries can also apply for the AB-PMJ scheme. The Ministry of External Affairs said yesterday that since Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Russia, 35 Indian nationals have been released from the Russian army. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that around 50 Indian nationals are still with the Russian army and New Delhi is working diligently to secure their release as soon as possible. This brings the total number of released Indians to 45 as 10 Indian nationals were discharged before the Prime Minister's visit. Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh said yesterday that India is ushering in an exciting time for a biotechnology-based bio-revolution. Addressing the Global Bio India 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Dr. Singh said that a bio-revolution could have the same impact for India that the IT revolution once had for the Western world. The Global Bio India 2024 is a major international congregation of biotechnology stakeholders showcasing India's biotech growth and opportunities to the world. India will be partnering in the European Hydrogen Week 2024. This was officially announced yesterday on the second day of the International Conference on Green Hydrogen in New Delhi. The event is scheduled to be held in November this year. The Secretary of the Ministry of Power has said that India will be addressing green regulations of the EU to boost exports. The Index of Industrial Production witnessed a growth of 4.8% in July on an annual basis compared to 4.7% in June, according to data released yesterday by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. The three major components of IIP are mining, which registered a growth of 3.7%, manufacturing, which grew at 4.6%, and electricity, which grew at 7.9%. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy rain in Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh for today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.